thought we fully deserved the result. Again, most important, like I say all the time, is getting the 3 points from each game we're trying to play. So it was a tricky game tonight. Swindon not been, obviously, results-wise and leaking a lot of goals, but I know what they're good at. They are a good passing side and they take chances in the game and they can really hurt you. So I was aware of that, even though they're on a bad run. But I thought, just the way... I don't think we pass teams off the pitch, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't like to play against us at the moment. I think we work our socks off. And we got in Swindon's face tonight. We made it really difficult for him, and I think... And we created one or two chances. I thought the stamina in the team was excellent, and I just think we overpowered him. And like I say, fully deserved the result. And again, another clean sheet.
You say Swindon are a good passing side, which they are, but the first goal for Latics, great move, great pace from Fort, and a great finish from Kelly.
Yeah, it was a great ball. They started probably better than us. Listen, I know they're going to have a lot of possession. But we've caught him on the break. It's a great ball from Forts, and it's a great run from Kells, and obviously a great finish header. So I was pleased for him. I thought he was excellent tonight. I think he led by example, and there was a few not far behind him.
Curtis Mayne deserved a goal. He's deserved it for a few weeks. He got it tonight.
Yeah, really pleased for him. I've just, shook his hand and says, I'm pleased you deserve the goal, and hopefully that'll get him going, and hopefully he'll bang a few more in. But it was a great little finish, just again. They're good goals, them little 6-yard boxes. He's aware and it's just a little flick, and he's finished it really smartly. So,
defence played well for you tonight as well. They were strong when they needed to be.
Yeah, but I think we work our socks off as a team. We try and play and we try and make it easy as possible for ourselves to defend. But as a team, I think we were really hard. And when you get a clean sheet, obviously, it's good for defenders and the keeper. But I think. From 1 to 10, I thought it was a really good performance, and we're going to need them kind of performances. Again, Walsall, good footballing side, similar to Swindon, probably a bit better quality than Swindon. So, again, it'll be a tough game Saturday, but if we play like we are, then we're going to the game confident.
You mentioned Walsall, they won't really fancy coming here just at the moment, will they?
Yeah, but they're a good team. I watched them on Saturday at Sheffield, and they're up there for a reason. They've got some good players, so... Aware of that, and we'll rest tomorrow and then come in Thursday as usual and get ready for a big game on Saturday.
Are you disappointed not to get out of the bottom four tonight?
Nah, not really. I just think I fancied Fleetwood to win. I think Fleetwood are a decent team. So I've said before, the teams at the bottom can go on a run and win 4 or 5 games. Blackpool are showing that, and we've just got to concentrate on ourselves. We've just got to try and win the next game, and that's the way I'm going to look at it. Look after ourselves. If we keep winning, we'll be okay.
Back-to-back wins, and with that comes a little bit of confidence, I suppose.
Yeah, but since I've come in, I think the only game I would say that we deserved nothing from was probably the Sheffield United game. So the good thing is the home form. It was difficult for them when I first come in. They weren't winning many games at home, and it's hard when you're losing games and possibly one or two of the supporters on players' back. It's hard, we've all been there as players, so it's difficult. You don't sometimes look forward to playing, but I think they are at this moment in time. They're looking quite confident and believing we can go and win games at home.